Good afternoon, everybody. Here we are back with Good Pocket Sat. We have DJ Haskin. We got Quinn Miller and myself, Jaren Johnson.
The host of the show.
The host of the show. Hope y'all are doing great today. I think today we're going to discuss food lunches.
Food lunches. I hope your lunch is made of food, but.
What do we got here today, guys?
We got old school lunches.
Yes.
Yes. Right? Lunch.
The Laos
past lunches. Lunches that have
been Gonzaga
eradicated.
Yeah, lunches that have disappeared over time. I think we could talk about...
Okay, Jaren, you lead us off. What's the first lunch that comes to mind when you think of old lunches? Don't say ham tortellini, because that has already been taken off the table, because we...
Everyone loves that.
We love that. We all know what it is. Yes. It's a little cheese sauce, some cheese tortellinis, and some bits of ham thrown in a big pot, stirred around, and fed to us. It's great, amazing, and everyone knows about it. We have it twice a year. Well, maybe a little bit more than that.
Yeah, it's coming back.
Anyways.
But back to lost lunches, things that have been forgotten.
Honey barbecue bites. Somebody has to think about those. Those have disappeared, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed honey barbecue bites, but they weren't my favorite. I'd always give out a few at the end of my lunch. How about,
really?
I mean, along with the honey barbecue bites,
where do you think they went? Why did they stop? Why do you think they stopped?
I don't know.
With all the
Probably health laws or health codes, you know, they put up a big wanted poster with some honey barbecue bites, and the honey barbecue bites disappeared. What about the old breaded chicken nuggets that we used to have?
The breaded
that
chicken.
Were like,
oh, like
actual
the good ones.
chicken nuggets.
The ones that you can like,
not
much,
chicken balls.
The ones you can pretty much buy
nuggets,
like
frozen,
good old Tyson chicken nuggets.
Yeah, just some. Regular looking
not
chicken
them
nuggets.
Not the chicken balls. No one wants to eat chicken balls.
I'm not. They're okay, but they're not as good.
I think
as
it's
those.
All in the presentation. To be honest, I think they taste just like chicken nuggets.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like.
I think
ground,
it's just because
I ground tendons in there.
It's just because. Well, yeah, that's. Have you
that's
ever
a chicken nugget.
That's a chicken nugget.
It's a chicken ball, dude. The chicken balls have the tendons, like the eyeballs, and they grind up all the stuff. That's what I feel like I'm eating when I eat the chicken balls.
So you think it's all based on presentation?
No, what about
yeah,
I
think
there's
I do.
Like
I
differently
do think
breaded
it's all the,
though too. The chicken nugget was cooked a lot more though. I like my chicken balls if they're like crispy.
If they had tendons in them.
Okay, Jeremy.
And eyeballs.
Jeremy,
we get it. Okay, you got a vendetta for chicken nuggets.
Gosh, I hate those chicken balls.
But they,
I mean, they're
right. Okay.
They're okay actually.
Yeah.
I don't mind a tendon every once in a while. They're okay.
Jeremy, enough with the tendons and eyeballs. What about meatball subs or funnel cakes or something
funnel
along
cakes.
Funnel
along
cakes.
Along that line.
Funnel cakes, that was the
Did we ever
best
get those
ever.
In high school?
Yes.
Or was that all in
No,
every
we got
high
those,
school?
Remember, in like 7th and 8th grade and like 9th grade or 7th and 8th
okay.
grade? Yeah, we got those. I remember, yeah. And we should actually ask if we can get those
we
back.
We can just
like
get those
day.
Back one time.
Yeah, like one
the
time.
Nostalgia.
Before we go, we could ask. We could probably
I'm sure we could.
I'm sure we could
put in a special request.
Yeah, so...
Some powdered sugar funnel cake.
Yeah, that'd be...
Fantastic.
I think that'd be pretty awesome.
Funnel.
I would go for it.
Anything else?
I don't know that. I guess the hand tortellini kind of disappears, but it comes back every year, like we said earlier, so...
There's the meatball sub. We had that. That was pretty good.
Potato smiles.
Potato smiles.
That
oh.
just tasted like potatoes.
The potato that smiles back. Potato
Those
smiles.
Are so good. They had, like, a little crunch on the outside. And it just made you
I
smile. Mean,
I don't
you
think
know?
They were particularly
they were,
good. You
I
know,
like
they
them.
They just taste just like any
if you
other potato
right.
product.
If you cooked them right.
But God, they made you feel good.
They made you feel good. They made you smile.
They really.
Fish sticks.
I mean, you looked at that thing, you're like,
smiling
I know
at
this,
me.
This potato's got my back.
But we usually have those with fish sticks, am I right?
Yeah, we had fish sticks too,
I
yeah.
I don't even remember.
And those are gone too.
Oh,
I don't know. Those
nasty
are,
fish
those are,
sticks.
Those are probably not the best thing for you.
Darren, you just. You were talking about how
I
you
like
loved
them
the other day.
No, I love them. Doesn't mean they're not good. They're good for me. I mean, I love them to death. Yeah, they're, I can gobble a bunch of those sticks down. But
fish sticks.
Yeah,
oh.
fish sticks.
Yeah,
but,
makes me almost cringe.
Well.
There was a crazy cake. There was that
wacky cake.
Like, birthday cake.
Get it right.
Yeah, wacky.
Back in the Mr. Alberson days.
Is that what it was?
What was
yeah,
wacky
was
cake made of?
Cake.
It was just
it
cake.
It was just a piece of cake.
It was wax.
It was not wax.
It wasn't waxy cake. It was wacky cake.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, it was just like cake, but it wasn't very... I remember it being really messy and really rubbery. Crumbly. But no. No, not
waxy cake. Anything else in the way of food that you can think of? I mean, I think about food 24/7. I am a teenage boy, so...
Yeah, I could eat a lot of food, but I probably can watch my... I could probably start watching
What's
my weight
a favorite
a
lunch total?
Hand tortellini. By far. Hand tortellini takes the win for everything.
What about, like, regular lunches? I do enjoy the tacos.
Tacos. I was going to say tacos.
Yeah,
you get the juice with the tacos.
Yeah. God, I just want some juice.
Yeah, juice with our lunch would be really
nice.
If
I went up, like, to the...
Who's no, they only serve in the
Karen.
Morning.
Yeah. And I said, can I please have some juice? Do you think she would give me some?
I don't know.
Because then she'd have to do
tacos. But we should have that option of getting juice.
Yes.
Or like a little baby water instead of milk.
I'd even pay
honestly,
more.
It's 4 ounces, people.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just have a little juice?
I think they pay a lot for it, though.
Yeah, I'm sure so let me drink it.
Yeah, but then they would have to order more juice and it would be more expensive.
Yeah, that's you're just going to have to do some cost-benefit analysis to see.
I mean, what are we spending money
the
on?
Economics
the economics of having juice at lunch.
Oh, Mr. Miller, it's
now this
good.
Is turning into my
economics class.
This is turning into my economics podcast, which you should listen to.
Yeah, we'll do that.
It's on iTunes and SoundCloud.
All right, well, you guys, I think that's it for the day. And
remember to try and guess our secret location in the comments below.
Yep, secret podcast location. And, that's it, guys. That's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in to Good Pocket Set, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Peace out.